I mean, in terms of the sort of overall state of the debate and the balance of opinion, it seems to be something that's going to be very closely fought. I mean, most of the current polls over the last month or so have been suggesting perhaps a slight lead for the Remain camp, but a pretty narrow one. So it's looking like it's going to be very closely fought. That's certainly what's giving it a lot of salience as a very live political issue. And obviously it has a lot of ramifications for domestic politics in the end as well, and the position of Cameron at the end of it, you know, could he survive? So there's that angle as well. But in terms of the main arguments for and against, I mean, it's been so far a little bit of a mixture of sort of positive and negative things, hasn't it? It's been and one of the criticisms, I suppose, of Cameron is that he's so far put the argument in fairly sort of non-idealistic terms. You know, that these are the practical economic benefits of staying in, and these are the dangers of not staying in, and it's that sort of more idealistic side of the European argument that hasn't come out so much. So that's been one of the early features of the way the debate's panned out. Taking the sort of the arguments then in favour of remaining first, I mean, clearly one of the big ones, perhaps the single biggest one in terms of how Cameron's playing it, is the sort of practical economic benefit. And that's this sort of central argument that the EU is our closest trading partner and that we'd be taking a big economic risk if we came out. You know, we have the benefits of the free trade, of the single market. And of course, one thing that's been topical just over the last couple of days is that Michael Gove has said, if we left, we might well leave the single market. And I think that might prove to be a bit of an own goal, because it then begs the question of, you know, the sort of economic losses of doing that. Then has also said we could still have free trade with Europe, but then that opens the question of a sort of renegotiation. If we wanted to have free trade, we might have to accept certain conditions that wouldn't necessarily be very palatable to us. We wouldn't just be granted it. So a lot of this economic argument, particularly at a time when the European economy is having difficulties, but the British economy is only just emerging from its difficulties. So I think people feel very conscious and very concerned about the economic side of it. In a way, that's separate, isn't it, from the more idealistic questions, perhaps, of, you know, do you believe in this idea of European cooperation and so on. But I do think that sort of jobs and pounds in the pocket is something that's playing a big part in things. The argument against, of course, is that, you know, we pay into the European Union and that it's expensive, that arguably we get, in sort of crude economic terms, less out of it directly, perhaps, than some of the less well-off countries. And also that should we come out, we could perhaps make more of trade with other parts of the world. And countries like India and China that are emerging very rapidly, opponents of remaining in suggest we could make more of that, and that coming out of Europe would give us the opportunity to make more of those sorts of trading relationships. It's just a bit more of a leap into the unknown, a leap into the dark.
I was reading that Greenland back in, I think it was it 1985, they had a similar referendum about staying in the EU or leaving.
Yeah.
But there's obviously been other comparisons to countries, so for instance, Norway, Switzerland and Turkey all have negotiated deals with the EU. How do you think something like that would affect Britain if we were to follow a similar kind of agreement?
Canada also has a bit further afield, also has particular relationships that they've negotiated. And that's certainly an argument. There are precedents, albeit usually rather smaller, less diversified economies than the UK, that have, as you say, negotiated special deals which allow them to continue with some of the benefits but still be outside the main single market. But it is then back to this idea of the sort of the gamble of doing that, but also this idea that you'd have to probably pay extra to go in there, and that you wouldn't be having you'd be within a particular sort of free trade zone or economic zone, but you wouldn't have any of the political power that goes with that. So you'd be subjective to European rules, trading rules, but you wouldn't any longer have the political input into European decision making that we do currently enjoy. So yes, it's possible. But again, it's this sense that perhaps you'd be losing some of the benefits in political terms that we have at the moment. And I guess that does that link on perhaps to the broader arguments, I guess, that the sort of less economic ones, cooperation on the environment, cooperation on security, two of the big concerns in terms of the sort of the current international situation. Those are things that advocates of remaining in Europe say would be big losses, those sort of cooperative approaches to those big subjects of the environment and security, would be dangerous things to lose if we came out.
People worried that Britain, if we were to leave Britain, could lose its place in the world as seen as a sort of a gateway for the US to Europe.
Yeah, and that's certainly what Barack Obama is saying, isn't it? I mean, he's been pretty clear on which side of the fence he stands, and he's someone that may have a certain influence with the British public, carries a certain weight. America's certainly making it pretty clear that they prefer the idea of a special relationship with Britain, a Britain that is remaining within Europe, and that they think that makes Britain stronger and more influential. Again, the argument on the other side of the line would be that Britain's, it does continue to punch above its weight in international affairs, the permanent seat on the UN Security Council and so on, and that's something that is, in part at least, independent of its role within Europe, and there's no necessary suggestion that that couldn't continue. So it's, again, this argument that Britain is not just a European nation, but a world nation. All the imperial and trading history outside Europe that obviously does characterize British history, so that there's a role that could be forged in the eyes of those who don't want to remain that is broader than just a European one. So that would be the argument against that. And also, I suppose, more broadly, on the political side, the argument against, of course, is this idea of Europe as a rather undemocratic body. So that it's not just that the economic question, but it's the political downside of Europe, as they would see it, that it is this, as they portray, it's a bureaucratic body that hands down British laws, British decisions, and that our domestic parliament can't do a great deal about these, what they refer to as the democratic deficit. And also, this is clearly something which does animate a lot of ordinary people in the country. They kind of see Europe as a rather remote thing, and particularly at times of economic difficulty, it's this sense of perhaps feeling that too much power is centralized in this body over which people don't really have much democratic control.
Yeah, I mean, that's one of the main arguments I've read. Yeah. for kind of leaving.
On the leave side, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, this is just saying that we should kind of, retake our own control, as it were.
Yeah.
It completely depends on trade, obviously, but some say that 3 million jobs could be lost if trade leaves, but some say more jobs could be created and wages could go up. And I guess one of the main confusions I think I've read is that no one's actually left the EU before, so no one's sort of 100% sure what will happen.
Yes. So it's again this question of do you sort of stick with nurse for fear of something worse? We know how we're doing at the moment. The British economy is actually on the whole doing rather better than the European economy. Our unemployment rates are rather lower, particularly when compared with the core Eurozone. You know, and some people say, well, that's an argument for carrying on as we are. We're doing quite well. We've got our trade with Europe, but we're doing better economically at the moment than Europe.